Inside on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska. It's realestateconcepts.net. And Iowa Computer Repair. You want your computer to work? That's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Hey, it is Friday, the final broadcast day for the Business News Hour. We'll be back, God willing, on Monday. But today, being Friday, that means we turn our attention to lifestyle, ladies and gentlemen. Stuff to do in the metro this weekend and beyond with our, he's our lifestyle correspondent, Jeff Pitts, CityView. Da-dun-da-dun. Welcome, brother. How you doing?
Nothing to do this weekend.
Is there? Okay, we're, thanks so much for listening.
That's a wrap.
Nothing going on, huh? I think you are not telling quite the truth.
No, there is some things going on.
Yeah, as a matter of fact,
we're changing it up a little bit this week, Michael. We're going to play a game of Would You Rather.
Oh, so this would give us choice.
Choices. Okay, Saturday. Choice of one of two.
Okay.
Would you rather go to the fairgrounds for the comic book icon?
Ooh.
Comics, comic creators, costumes, all at the fairgrounds. This is like the 14th year in a row they've been doing this. Or back to Wells Fargo Arena, NCAA Division I college basketball, the Big Four play each other. Iowa State, Drake, and UNI.
My first choice is what?
Comic book icon.
There it is. I'm in.
You're in.
Yeah. I said basketball last night.
You already had your
basketball.
Yeah, so
I'm doing comic books on Saturday. Yeah.
You ever read comic books or collect?
Kid, I never collected them, but I did read them. I was a big Superman.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Of course, when I was growing up, I mean, Superman was like really young. That's been a long time ago. And it was a different kind of comic book.
Uh-huh.
Today, they're kind of dark.
Some comic books tend
to be dark.
Mm-hmm.
And my good friend Tim Lloyd is a comic book collector, and he's kind of a nerd about these things.
Uh-huh.
You know? And he gave me some of his comic books just to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get it.
Oh, really?
I really tried to read them.
I didn't
understand what the hell they were talking about. So I just said, oh, man, I'm out, I guess. I don't know.
But you're in on these at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, that'd be kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. Also, I don't know. I didn't explain it that well, but at Wells Fargo Arena, the Hawks and the Clones, the Panthers, you and I and Drake, they all play each other.
That might be okay. Maybe I do that. I don't know.
So Iowa plays Drake at 1, Iowa State battles Northern Iowa afterwards.
It's going to be crazy down there.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them.
Do you have a team?
I'm a Hawkeye guy.
Yeah?
Yeah, Big Ten.
How'd that happen? Big Ten?
Yeah, Big Ten.
Yeah, me too. I went to Iowa. So, but I cheer for the Clones too. And Drake and you and I. Really.
Yeah, I just, yeah. See,
especially
we don't
in basketball,
have a...
I feel like I like them all. They don't play each other that much.
Yeah, right.
If you ever leave the state, you start to like the other teams more.
Really?
And that's what happened to me. I was just gone briefly, but yeah. And then it's like, oh, Iowa State wins. I was never an Iowa State fan before.
Oh, but then you became because it was an Iowa thing.
Yep.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Also Saturday, which would you rather? Civic Center. Civic Center, Nutcracker Ballet. We talked about this last week.
Is this still going on? Has got any nuts left? I figured they cracked them all by now.
Well, you can maybe find out. That's Saturday and Sunday at the Civic Center. And actually, Urbandale native Catherine Epic is going to be the star of the show. Or, we talked about this one last week too, but I had to put it back on here. Science Center IMAX Dome Star Wars.
Yeah,
new Star Wars.
Yeah, I mean, I've already cracked all these nuts, and so I'm headed to the Science Center.
You told me you had never seen it.
I haven't seen it.
Are you a Star Wars fan?
No, not really.
Did you see them? Did you see the originals, the three?
Yes.
Yeah,
I think so.
When they came out?
Yeah, I think I saw them.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember I saw Jaws.
Ooh.
In the theater. Yeah. And I think I saw Star Wars. I know I did, yeah.
Did you see Jaws 3 in the theater, 3D?
No. No. I think once you see... Yeah, anyway.
Jaws.
Dude.
I can't get in a body of water without thinking about sharks because of that movie. I saw that movie too young.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I get in a pond and I'm like...
Where's the shark?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, for next week, Let's see. A Christmas concert with Simon Estes and friends at the Civic Center, Tuesday, really? December 19th. Supporting
that is
Simon
good
Estes
stuff.
Foundation. Mm-hmm. He's incredible. You ever interview him or anything?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've had an opportunity a couple of times to visit with Simon. And he is just a magnanimous human being. I mean, just a wonderful person. Yeah. Good stuff. And an Iowa guy, and what an incredible story he has. Yeah. You know, his whole life story is just incredible. And he's one of those treasures, you know, that we get to point to and say, yeah, he's ours.
You know, you have a pretty good voice. You think you could have been an opera singer if you would have been pointed in that direction?
You know, my bride tells me I have the worst singing voice in the world. Now, but the funny thing about it is... Mm-hmm. When I do...
Wait, did she hear last week's broadcast when I broke out in song?
That's true. But when I do cantoral work, you know, for
What's
the synagogue.
That?
You know, You know, Hebrew. People go, wow, that's beautiful. And so, but it's singing, but I'm much more comfortable there because I think maybe because it's more original. I mean, I'll never sing like Bing Crosby. Mm-hmm. I'll never sing like Johnny Mathis. I'll never sing like Neil Sedaka. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll never sing like Neil Diamond. Right. But I can sing like me, and nobody, you know, if I'm doing it, you know, Hebrew prayers, you know, people go, wow, that's beautiful. And they don't know any different. So there you go. Yeah. Make sense?
That does make sense.
There you go. So,
should think about laying down a track.
You're right. Rap. Hebrew rap, I can see it now. Big seller.
Might be something.
Yeah, boom, chakalaka.
Way to the top.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, Simon Estes or Wednesday, December 20th at Stevens Auditorium. Watch the spirit of the season come alive and be bowled over by Mannheim Steamroller's signature sound.
Yeah, there you go. My bride would be there.
Yeah?
She loves Mannheim Steamroller.
I do too. Yeah. My mom always played it growing up.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, that's great. And my mom actually dropped off the CDs of Mannheim the other day, so now
there you go.
I can't wait. But yeah, so this is going to be in Stevens Auditorium, December 20th. These melodies are a holiday staple for many Central Iowa families. The group has sold more than 40 million albums, and 28 million of those were made in the Christmas genre. The Christmas tour is one of the longest-running tours in the music industry.
I wonder if they do. Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
They should.
They probably should, yeah.
Was that your favorite?
It is my favorite. It's my favorite Christmas hymn. Yeah. That and You're a Mean One.
Yeah.
Mr. Grinch. That's I love that. Yeah. So those are the ones that I play all the time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, those just lighten the year.
You know, my grandma hated that run.
I know. You told me that last week. And well, she should have.
It was so authentic was the thing. Like, she was just appalled by it.
Can you imagine they say that in science?
Oh, Graham. Okay. Thursday next week. Thursday at Prairie Meadows Event Center. It's the Blenders Holiday Soul Tour. A lot of holiday stuff this
Wonder
week.
Why.
Wonder why.
Yeah.
The Blenders bring this Holiday Soul Tour 2017 to Prairie Meadows Event Center on Thursday.
I wonder if they're going to sing Dreidel, Dreidel, Dreidel.
You think?
I don't think so.
You never know.
Because I think it's the last day of Hanukkah.
Is it?
Thursday. Yeah, it started on Tuesday night. Pretty close,
Tuesday.
Yeah.
It'd be the last night. What's your favorite part of Hanukkah?
Lighting the candles and telling the story. It's a fabulous story.
Is it?
Oh, it's a fabulous story. And, you know, so many people don't know the story or why it exists, or they think that Hanukkah is the Jewish Christmas, which it's not. You know, it's just a wonderful story of redemption and God's grace and the promise of keeping kosher, if you will, and the few winning over the evil many. It's really it's a great story. I mean, and I wish people would know more about it because it's for our time as well. And so anyway, yeah, but it's still Hanukkah, so happy Hanukkah.
You know, I've never heard it. Is it a Bible story?
Well, actually, if you are Catholic, you would be very familiar with it. It's in First and Second Maccabees in the Catholic Bible, but you won't find it in the Christian scripture for mainline
for Protestant.
Yeah. Protestant, yeah. So, but yeah, it's a fabulous story.
And it's not the Jewish Christmas.
No.
I had a roommate in college. He's like, everyone thinks it is, but it's not.
It's not. No, it's totally a celebration different. Of the rededication of the temple.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big deal. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really interesting. And here in the United States, mm-hmm. Hanukkah is celebrated like it's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, we got Hanukkah decorations. We got Hanukkah mm-hmm. cakes. We got Hanukkah. You know, everybody gets presents. And, you know, you go to Israel, it's not such a big deal.
Really?
Well, it's a big deal, but it's just not as commercial as what right. it is here. Here, we manufacture all kinds of commercialism because it's good for business.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. in Israel, they go, what is all this? You know, so.
What is the biggest one in the Jewish religion?
Biggest what?
Holiday. Celebration.
Well, depends.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on what, you know. I mean, the biggest holiday, the most, I guess, important. You know, it's kind of like Christianity. Uh-huh. You know, you have your C&E members. Christmas and Easter.
Right.
You know,
Priesters.
Yeah, Priesters. Yeah, I don't know. But Yom Kippur, the uh-huh. Day of Atonement, huge, mm-hmm. huge, huge.
Mm-hmm.
The other religious holiday that's huge is Rosh Hashanah, Jewish New Year,
mm-hmm.
that ushers in that whole Yom Kippur. Passover is very big
mm-hmm.
because of the festivities and the you know, going to Sinai and getting the Torah.
Mm-hmm.
Shemona Esra. Sukkot. I mean, they're all biblically ordained. You know, so you look mm-hmm. at this stuff and go, "Wow, this is pretty good." What are we doing talking about this? We're supposed to be talking about lifestyle stuff, man.
This is lifestyle.
Yeah, I guess it is. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to make a donation to our ministry, you can send us a check.
Mm. All right, what was your favorite one out of all of them? We have Blenders Holiday Soul Tour Christmas Concert with Simon
Estes.
That's it.
Blenders.
You're
there. Even though Simon Estes, I've seen Simon before, but the Blenders, the Holiday Soul Tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Get into that. I'll lay on my white, berry white.
I'd be at the basketball games.
There you go. All right.
Yep.
That's is that a wrap?
That's a wrap.
That's all we got?
That's all we got. All right.
And for those of you still lighting lights, happy Hanukkah to you. If you're not lighting lights, happy Hanukkah to you. It's okay. And Merry Christmas. Do you say Merry Christmas to people? I always do.
I do.
And people sometimes look at me and they go, well, what are you doing? You know, they say Merry Christmas to me. I say Merry Christmas to you. I don't, you know, it's not a big deal. It's not a war on Christmas at our house. As a matter of fact, in our house, it looks like Santa Claus threw up. You know, anyway. All right.
It's another story.
If you'd like to send your donation, ladies and gentlemen. We got to go. All right, it is nigh on to 6 o'clock. That means we've got to get out of here. Thank you, Jeffrey, for
Thank
all
you.
That. Jeff Pitts with City View, ladies and gentlemen, in the lifestyle section of the Business News Hour. We'll be back, God willing, on Monday at 5 o'clock with more of the Business News Hour. Until then, have yourself a wonderful weekend. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, that would be, well, in the first half hour, we heard from Proof Restaurant, which was very, very cool. That's our restaurant of the week. And now Jeff Pitts. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer, as he is each and every evening here. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. Music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. And who am I forgetting? Oh, Jimmy Olson is the voice of the Business News Hour, and Jeff Delvo is the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group. For all those folks, our guests, and everybody that's been with us all week, thanks so very much for tuning us in. We'll be back once again, God willing, on Monday at 5 o'clock. Until then, enjoy your weekend, would you please? Light those candles if you're doing it. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.